Talking with Marty Jones, National Officer Candidate representing the state of Oklahoma. Marty, we're in that waiting phase now. Tell me about the experience over the last few days. You've now finished your time with the nominating committee.
It began Saturday when I arrived. Sunday morning we began our process, and ever since then it has been a growing experience. Each and every day has been an absolute blast. It's something I look forward to, and like you said, we're in the waiting phase right now and in high hopes. But it's been an amazing week. So much growth that's happened. Very exciting.
So what really stuck out in your mind as far as the whole process? What really, stuck with you?
I think the biggest thing that stuck with me is just the interaction and the influences that you have as a national officer candidate towards young FFA members. In fact, we were stopped today asking for signatures, and it was amazing to see the influences that we have. And of course, we use that, without the title, that we do it truly out of a servant's heart. And that's probably been the biggest thing that stuck out in my mind is just the influences that we still continue to have as FFA members.
So it goes from 40 to 20 or thereabouts to 6.
Yes, we're at 24 candidates now, and that final session of our National FFA Convention, we will elect our 6 new national officers.
And at this point, if you hear your name called, what's kind of going through your mind right now looking ahead?
You know, I'm very optimistic. I know that, for me, that my work is done as far as a candidate goes. And I know that it's out of my hands now and that there's a greater plan out there for me. And to know if my name is called on Saturday, that I will be the very, very excited boy from Oklahoma and looking forward to that opportunity. But to know that if things don't work out on Saturday, that I will still continue, pursuing my dreams of serving others beyond the bounds of FFA. So.
And obviously, we've talked about this before, but literally, it's a year commitment if you hear your name called.
Yes. In fact, I start right after that final session, if elected, going to a banquet there afterwards with my parents and the past national officers at that point. And it begins, and it's a whole year-long process with that. And we continue training that next week, and I'm able to go back home, finish my classes, and come back to Indianapolis for some more training and begin the year.